It's time for a check of local news on Q106. Here's news director Barry Wright.
A potent fall storm system will bring widespread showers and thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon into late tomorrow night, according to the National Weather Service in Paducah. Some severe thunderstorms are expected tomorrow, with a few brief tornadoes, damaging wind gusts, and large hail being the main threat. Locally, heavy rain tomorrow may lead to isolated flooding issues. Cooler, breezy, and drier conditions arrive Sunday, followed by small rain chances Tuesday and again Thursday. As of this morning, the majority of southern Illinois is at a slight risk for severe weather, except for the Mount Vernon area, which is in the marginal risk for severe weather. The West Frankfort Federation of Teachers Local 817 has filed an official intent to strike notice with the Illinois Educational Labor Relations Board. According to the union's Facebook post, a strike authorization vote was taken this week. 103 out of the 114 members voted, and all 103 said yes to authorize a strike. If a contract agreement between the union and the West Frankfort School District is not reached soon, teachers can go on strike starting Sunday, October 26th. West Frankfort Superintendent Matt Dawkins says school will remain in session while the school board continues to meet for bargaining sessions with the teachers union to find an agreement on a contract. Complete details are on our website's news page. The Illinois General Assembly has passed a bill allowing vehicles powered by natural gas, propane, electric batteries, or hydrogen fuel cell systems to exceed posted weight limits by up to 2,000 pounds. But opponents say the measure is unfair and could result in damage to roads and bridges. Jim Telemonte reports.
State Senator Meg Loughran-Capel defended House Bill 2394 on the Senate floor Wednesday.
This is one way that one of the manufacturing businesses in my district has decided to help and have a greener footprint.
State Senator Terry Bryant said the bill would allow heavy electric and hydrogen trucks to rip up the roads without contributing their fair share to the road fund.
I would say that allowing the heavier trucks to cause more roadway damage without equitably contributing to their repair is bad for our state's infrastructure and puts an unfair burden on downstate counties.
Having passed both chambers of the state legislature, HB 2394 can now be sent to the governor. I'm Chip Talamonte.
And in high school football action tonight, Benton will be at Pinckneyville. Airtime is set for 6:40 on Q106 and streaming online at Q1063.com, Section618.com, and on the Section 618 app. For more news, go to Q1063.com. I'm Barry Wright. Have a good day.